China's stock market benchmark, the Shanghai Composite Index, plunged by 7.73% Tuesday after the People's Bank of China said it would raise the reserve ratio by 1% this month. The reserve ratio is to go up in two stages, 0.5% on June 15th and another half on June 25th, to a record high 17.5%. The move marks the fifth time this year the bank has raised reserves to discourage excessive lending and investment. The bank last year raised interest rates six times to encourage savings and make lending more expensive. Michael Pettis is an associate professor of finance at Peking University. He says the problem is China's currency, the yuan, is undervalued, and a gradual appreciation has not slowed the flow of cash.
But the fact is none of these things are working. No matter what pace they use, hot money seems to be pouring into the country. And that's very, very destabilizing for stock markets, banking markets, and everything else within the country.
The excess cash has fed inflation, which neared a 12-year high of 8.5% in April. Food prices were up a massive 22%. If inflation continues to rise, authorities may have to take more drastic measures to keep rising prices from stoking public unrest. Pettis says China may be forced into a one-off revaluation of the yuan, perhaps by as much as 20%. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.